Good morning, 910 here on the Mighty 690. It's time for our update from the folks at Holy Name Catholic Schools, except spring break. So yeah. We actually have some of the teachers here. We have with us Father Scheibe and a Principal Lisa Payne. Good morning. How are you guys doing?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Great.
How are you?
Yeah.
Thanks for having us.
See, now you know how the kids feel. You know, they get to come in. And
yeah.
Exactly.
So you're in their seats today. So I'm tickled that you're still coming in, though, today. So
Well, thank you.
Well, we're glad to be here.
That's good. So what do you have for us this morning?
Well, like you said, our students are on spring break, but we have a lot of things coming up, some very exciting news. And for me, at least the most exciting things for me coming up is during the month of April, our school, we're having a survival class, actually. Mrs. Jerry Lawrence, who she did a cooking class last semester, which was fantastic. The kids loved it. I loved it because I got some free delicious food. But she will come in and teach our students how to hem a garment, how to sew buttons, how to iron a dress shirt, how to pack a suitcase, amongst other things. And I will actually be coming in to teach them a little bit of survival skills, like outside, for example, like different ways to make a fire, a campfire, or what are some essential things that we should have if we're out camping or something like that. So very excited about that, and I know our students are too. Also, another thing, speaking of outdoors, we are starting a school garden. We've actually kind of started it already with our garden club, but they've been very busy. They've already planted some things outside, and our playground, we are actually making about a 12 by 12 garden, I believe. It's going to be tilled up, and they're going to be beginning to plant fruits and vegetables and things like that. Like I said, they've already started planting a few herbs and potatoes in the classroom, and I think the potatoes are growing pretty well so far.
They're huge.
And also, we are having, the kids are doing a live Stations of the Cross. Our sixth grade students, they're planning and organizing this, and it'll be on Friday, March 24th at 2 p.m., and it'll be at Holy Name Catholic School, I believe, in the gym, correct?
Yes.
And they do it every year. It's a pretty amazing event. They do a great job. Also, we have a group coming down from Dewey, Oklahoma. It's a youth group. They do a live Stations of the Cross also, and they travel around like Branson, many places in Oklahoma. They're coming down to the church May 26th at 4 p.m. So anyone's invited to that. We're really looking forward to that as a parish also.
No, that's great.
All right. I am very proud to announce that one of our eighth graders, Laura Crafton, she traveled to Pittsburgh in February to compete in the chapter math counts competition, and she placed high enough that she was able to go to state. And last weekend, she traveled to Topeka at Washburn and competed there. So we are very proud of Laura. Yes. And all of her accomplishments. Starting in April, our eighth graders will be going to the assisted living each Thursday just to meet the residents, maybe come up with some arts and crafts, play games. So we're really excited about that. Our fourth grade will start going next week, visiting the assisted living. Another exciting program that we have going on at Holy Name is Project Lead the Way. We started this with our 6th, 7th, and 8th graders. It is actually a hands-on STEM type class. They have been busy working on, one of their projects was an orthosis. They were giving information about a child that had cerebral palsy and had to design an orthosis. They are very excited now because they're getting to use a 3D printer. So we've got name tags and nameplates that they're preparing. So, again, very, very exciting, and we will be moving into kind of the medical field in April, so they're going to get some experience with that as well. Our yearbook staff is small, but it's mighty. They are up against a deadline.
Oh, yeah.
But I'll tell you, they're doing a phenomenal job. Our leadership council, very proud of this group. It's our group of sixth graders. They have been working with the K-State Extension Office, and one of their endeavors this year that they wanted to accomplish was to improve our playground. And anyone that has done any research with playground equipment, and playgrounds know it's very expensive. But they are teaming up with the K-State Extension Office, and they're working together. And hopefully we're going to be able to make some changes to our playground. On April 25th, it's a Tuesday, will be our kindergarten roundup. We have moved it this year from a Friday back to a Tuesday, and we've also changed it so that it's in the evening for parents. So anyone interested or have a child that would like to attend Holy Name Catholic School Kindergarten, please contact the school office and we can get more information out, as well as our pre-enrollment. We're pre-enrolling right now for the next year. So, again, just busy time at Holy Name.
Well, sure. No, that's great. And, you know, we always, when you are in, we always don't always get to talk, you know, much because, you know, there's always a lot to get to with getting the kids in and everything. But I'm just curious about how many students do you have right now and how many teachers?
We have 49 students.
Okay, great.
We have, I always have to go back, one, two, three,
count
four.
The rooms.
Including me, we have five full-time teachers.
Sure.
So our kindergarten and first is combined, our second and third is combined, fifth and sixth is combined, seventh and eighth is combined. So our fourth grade is not. So, but it's just, it's a fantastic staff to work with, and we have an awesome group of kids to work
with.
Sure.
And, you know, I drive by, you know, all the time over there. Do you have some of the teachers? You have the convent building over there, I see. Do you have some of the teachers from there? Or how does kind of everything work together? Or do you have an active convent?
Well,
I mean, I guess is the question, you know.
So,
I did see the building.
So we used to have, which a lot of Catholic schools in our diocese had, the Sisters of St. Joseph coming in and teaching. Sister Janelle sadly retired last year, and she deserved it. She worked 30 years over here, and she was wonderful, and we miss her greatly. But there's still one over there living, but they don't teach anymore in the schools.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, we have the convent still. And but speaking of Holy Name Catholic School, if anybody would like to come and just get a tour of the school,
of the
parish, of the convent, I mean, we would greatly like to have them.
The parish and the school is just a wonderful resource we have in the community. You know, you guys are a great force for good, and you know, I just appreciate all the work that you do, and it's just great to be able to educate that next generation, of course.
Yeah, it's always great, you know, as the pastor. One of my favorite things to do is going over to the school, and I get to teach some religion classes and some other things, and just being around the kids. Great kids, wonderful teachers. It's such a great place.
Excellent. So. Well, we really appreciate you having you on this morning and kind of get a little different flavor of what's going on over there. So I'm really glad you came in and shared all these good announcements with us.
Thank you.
Thank you so
much.
All
right. Well, appreciate it. And once again, the folks from the Holy Name Catholic Schools, you have a wonderful rest of your day, and enjoy the spring break. Hopefully you get a little time off.
We'll try.
Right?
Yes.
Well, good deal. Well, Father Scheibe and Principal Lisa, thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right. We'll be back to Open Line here right after this on the Mighty 690.